The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you had a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up and give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his perseverance. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be open. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, teach us to pray. This was a request made by one of the disciples in the beginning of today's Gospel. Lord, teach us to pray. Of all the requests and questions the disciples direct to Jesus, this request for instruction on prayer is one of the good ones we should imitate. Lord, teach us to pray. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, tells us, "For we do not know how to pray as we ought." St. Paul said this in reference to our need for the help of the Holy Spirit, who aids us in our weaknesses, who aids us in prayer. If then we do not know how to pray as we ought, let us turn to our Lord and ask him, "Lord, teach us how to pray." Permit me to give you one argument for why we should ask the Lord to teach us how to pray, and then meditate with me on today's gospel and the teaching Jesus gives us on prayer. First, allow me to present to you an argument for why it is important to ask the Lord to teach us how to pray. You might be tempted to say, "I know how to pray. I know my prayers and I say them daily. I know the Our Father prayer and I say it devoutly." Good, I believe you. I am confident that each of you pray. But consider this. The disciples also knew how to pray. The disciples were all raised in the Jewish faith. They knew the Psalms, and they prayed together often. So the disciples also knew their prayers. Yet one of the disciples, after witnessing Jesus at prayer, saw something different about the way Jesus prayed and the effect prayer had on Jesus. Recall the first line of today's gospel, right before the disciple makes his request. St. Luke tells us, Jesus was praying in a certain place. That must have been powerful and inspiring to witness, to see Jesus in prayer, to see the peace and joy Jesus manifested in prayer. Whatever they saw in Jesus praying, it elicited in the disciples a desire to pray in that way, in the manner Jesus himself prayed. So the disciple asked Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. So yeah, I know my prayers. I say my rosary, and I know my memorare and my angelus. I pray before meals and sometimes even after meals. I pray before going to bed, and some mornings I remember to pray the morning offering prayer. Maybe I read scripture daily. Yet I want more. I want to know how Jesus prayed. I want to know why the saints were so joyful and so peaceful when they prayed. So yes, I will ask Jesus, Lord, teach me to pray. And he does teach us. He teaches us in scripture, and he teaches us by the Holy Spirit who is sent into our hearts. So why should we ask Jesus to teach us to pray? The simple answer is because, well, we want what he has, a deep, abiding relationship with the Father. So what does Jesus teach us about prayer in today's gospel? Well, there are many things Jesus teaches about prayer, but there is only one thing that you need to hear today. The one thing Jesus wants you to know today is this. The Father loves you. God, our Father, loves you more than words could possibly express. It's why Jesus became man, so that we could see and experience the Father's love. What do you need to know about prayer? You need to know that the Father wants you to be joyful. He wants to give you good gifts, just like Jesus said in today's gospel. Remember, Jesus said, if you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? What did the disciples see when Jesus was praying? They saw a son who was loved by his Father. They saw someone peacefully resting in an incredible exchange of love. That is what prayer is, and an exchange of love. I can say as many Our Fathers as I want, but unless my heart is being given to the Father, unless there's an exchange of love, a reciprocal exchange of love, what is prayer? It's an exchange of love. The disciples witnessed, in seeing Jesus pray, a foretaste of heaven. Brothers and sisters, we too desire to taste heaven in our hearts. Let us turn to the Father, seeking, knocking, and asking for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us turn to Jesus and ask him with our whole heart, Lord, teach us how to pray.